China compares Nancy Pelosi's Taiwan visit to George Floyd's death. By John Hayward on August 5, 2022. At a press conference on Friday, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying bizarrely and offensively compared U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's Taiwan visit to the death of George Floyd. In a strained effort to paint the U.S. government as a murderously abusive world policeman. The idea Hua struggled to convey, clumsily mixed from effluvium harvested by Chinese propagandists from left-wing American Twitter feeds, is that Team America's world police are brutal colonialists who seek to put developing nations like China in a stranglehold with hypocritical accusations of human rights violations. This seems like an especially tough argument to sell when China is currently bullying tiny Taiwan with provocative military exercises, and just came off a week of threatening murder to stop an American politician from visiting the island, but nonetheless Hua gave it her best shot. We are living in the 21st century. The world must never allow the U.S. to see itself as a world policeman or an international judge and continue to treat other sovereign nations like George Floyd as if the U.S. can just bully and strangle them at will. If China does nothing about the U.S.'s relentless interference in our internal affairs and violation of our sovereignty or does not firmly resist the U.S.'s reckless and irresponsible behavior, respect for sovereign and territorial integrity and other purposes of the UN Charter and basic norms in international relations will become nothing but words on paper. And the vast developing world, which account for over 80% of the world's population, could well become the next target anytime. For this exact reason, already more than 160 countries have made their voice of justice heard. They reiterated their commitment to the One China policy and expressed support for China's efforts to firmly uphold its sovereignty and territorial integrity. This is a fight against hegemony, against interference and against secession. China had historically been a victim of foreign aggression. Today, the U.S. and several of its sidekicks still grossly interfere in our internal affairs and undermine our sovereignty and security from time to time. But China is not the China 120 years ago, and we refuse to be treated like Iraq, Syria, or Afghanistan. The Chinese people will never allow any foreign force to bully, oppress, or subjugate us. Anyone who would attempt to do so will find themselves on a collision course with a great wall of steel forged by over 1.4 billion Chinese people. The position of the Chinese government and people on the Taiwan question is consistent. To uphold the sovereignty and territorial integrity of China is the firm will of the 1.4 billion Chinese people. We hope that the U.S. and its sidekicks who style themselves as democracies will be very clear about that. They need to take seriously and respect the core interests and the firm will of the Chinese people, who account for one-fifth of the world's population. This came after several minutes of Hua hyperventilating about China's solemn right to blockade peaceful Taiwan because Pelosi hurt its feelings. Shortly after delivering this twisted sermon about what a bully America is for objecting to China's slave trade, Hua told a reporter that China has no compunctions about shooting ballistic missiles into Japan's globally recognized exclusive economic zone, EEZ, because China chooses not to recognize it. Beijing appears to be very particular about its own territorial claims but quite fuzzy about everyone else's.